Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Brad Gray joins us from Racing New South Wales. Brad, on the eve of the Golden Eagle, the build-up has been unbelievable. And I must admit, having chatted this morning with Pierre-Charles Boudreau and Aidan O'Brien and the others, I absolutely can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning to you, Andrew. And the more you look at the race from a form perspective, sometimes the more confused you can get. I certainly poured a few hours into the race, and yeah, it's still not clear-cut as opposed to which horse will be winning. I think there's a few certainly key chances up the top of the market, and the market does have it pretty well cornered. But yeah, it's a cracking race, and I think there's up to six or seven genuine winning hope. So really good race and a really good betting race as well.
Yeah, it is for sure. All right, well, as we do here on a Friday, we love helping our listeners early with your thoughts. We're going to start in the first tomorrow.
Yeah, we are. No better place to start than in the first race. Hopefully we can kick it off with a winner. And Betcha Flying for Chris Waller. I think in an ideal world, this mare or this filly would be tackling probably the mile third up. But there's good speed here engaged, and I think that'll still give her a chance to swamp her rivals late. I think she should have won their last start, the Reginald Allen, at listed level. She's got held up at a really important time before diving late behind Akari. I don't see the wide draw as a negative because I think it gives Jay Ford a little bit of the opportunity to balance her up, let her rip down the outside and click through those gears, which we know she has. You've got Rule the World, who'll be rolling all out in front with the blinkers on. Ferretti will be thereabouts, and there's a few other speed horses drawn a little bit wide. I know we've lost Pandano, but I still think there's enough there to certainly set up the race for her to be savaging the line. I loved her first up run, and I think it'll pay to follow this filly because I think she's got a bit of scope, and in time she's going to be a group winner, maybe even a group one filly in time. I think she's a very nice type. So race one, number three, Betcha Flying.
Righto, good little odds at the moment too. $5.50 a tab. That's race one, number three, with Jay Ford taking over the ride tomorrow. Then we go to race three, Brad.
Yeah, Asterius up the top here, up top of the way. He's got a bit of weight, 58 kilos on his back for J-Mac and Chris Waller. I just love horses that follow patterns. And you look at this horse's win, second up last prep, over the 1,500 metres at Rose Hill, which is the same scenario he faces there tomorrow. And if he can repeat anything like that, where he won by over three lengths, beating Gresham and Strome, I think he'll be very close to winning this particular race too. He did enough there first up. I thought, I know the form guide reads 7th of 11, but he stuck to his guns okay. And given that pattern, as I mentioned there earlier, I think he can bounce off that and take this race out. You look at his second up record, four starts, a couple of wins, a couple of placings. His distance stats are fantastic, and his track distance stats are even stronger. Three starts, two wins, and a third. So love how this race sets up for him. The only little knock is that the speed looks a little bit of a query. I'm not sure who's going to take this up. If it turns into a little bit of a sit and sprint, I guess that creates some little asterisks there in terms of him getting back from the draw. But yeah, just banking on his turn of foot to overcome that. So happy to play him at the odds. Race three, number one.
Righto, $5 at this stage, Asteria. So there's 2, 1, 3, and 3, 1. And you've certainly found one with good odds in the last.
Yeah, I think it's that kind of race too. You can throw this one in the corny certainly and have something each way on this fella as well. Destiny's Own, race 9, number 5 for Gerald Ryan. I think he's big odds here. He looks to have escaped the net a little bit, slipped through the radar with the tab guys pricing this market up. You look at his form through last preparation, it was rock solid. The clincher for me is how well he trialled there recently. He went to the line sweetly next to Colding at Rose Hill. So that suggests to me that he's going just as well as last prep, if not a little bit better. We know Gerald Ryan, he has his horses ready to go there. First up, drawn one. I think Robbie Dolan will have the chance to punch up in a race where there doesn't look to be a stack of speed. Oakfield Twilight, drawn its outside, does look the natural lead, but I think he can hold the spot and be box seating here. If he gets that split late, things can be very hard to beat. 1,300 metres fresh suggests that he's ready to go. And you look at his form through last prep, there's one run there behind Kapajak, which was a ripper. He ran the fastest last 600 metres in the race, and he was deceptively good there. So I think he just finds himself in the right race, and he'll get the right run to give a really big side here at the odds. Race 9, number 5.
He's $21 and $5 the place right now there with the Robbie Dolan claim drawing the inside. So certainly big juicy odds, $21 and $5. So the three there for Brad, 1-3 Betcha Flying, 3-1 Asterius and 9-5 Destiny's Own. And lots more info on the Racing New South Wales website. And we're looking forward to a monster day. Let's hope a huge crowd. The Western Suburbs, it's your race, the Golden Eagle, and we hope they come out in large numbers tomorrow, Brad.
Yeah, 100%. Get behind it, punters out there, and yeah, support a really good race, a really exciting race.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you, mate. We'll chat to you tomorrow at the track.
Yep, thanks, Andrew.